Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. We're having a little joke here inside the studio, but we wanted to welcome you to Investing in You. I'm your show host, Eric Gemelli, along with my co-host, Christopher Smith, the grand poobah of multitasking.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning.
And Peggy Sage is in the studio.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you.
Peggy, you haven't heard of her before, but she's actually one of the show sponsors. She is the, what is that called? My mind went blank a second. Reverse mortgage. So, and we always sent you to Les just to have him kind of filter whether that would be appropriate for your needs. But certainly you can talk to her, and we'll get a lot more information from her in the second segment, as well as contact information, so you can reach her directly and ask some questions. So Chris and I were talking this week about we're always looking for metaphors, different ways of helping people understand what's helpful or what we do here, because it's a little different. I do write a newsletter, that's pretty transparent, but the newsletter is different than what most people read. Most of the time people give you little tips saying, hey, my crystal ball says, or I did a bunch of research on this emerging technology and that, looks like it's going to be a good thing, and so take a chance on this company. We do something completely different. I just described fundamental analysis. What we do is called technical analysis. We go off of the chart, and so primarily we watch the Dow. And as we watch the Dow, the way it moves, there's two patterns. That's all there is. The way it moves is tells us everything we need to know about what's coming. So we're always looking for ways to explain that, and one thing that came to mind is how bad I am at singing. When I sing, if I sing on my own, usually I'm flat or sharp. I very rarely know the words, but then if I sing along with somebody that is good, then it improves me. And also the other thing is if it's something that I've known forever, like I grew up, my parents took me to church all the time singing Amazing Grace. So, just singing that, it comes out better. So we kind of thought I should put my ego aside and illustrate that somehow. But the one thing we didn't come up with yet, so you two, Peggy and Chris, are going to have to think of a song here that I might actually know a couple of the words to or the bars. Did anything come to mind?
Unchained Melody.
How does that go?
Go for it, Chris.
I didn't say I knew how to sing it.
She just got an evil look.
I just picked a song off the top of my head.
How does it go? What are the words?
Remember, what was that movie, Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, I remember the movie. I don't remember.
Remember the song?
No.
That was the theme song.
Can you come up with one?
How about Mary Had a Little Lamb?
There you go.
Well, see, but that's illustrating a song that I know.
Oh, okay.
So I need one that is current that I there's some song, there's that pontoon boat song. See, this is the problem. And this is actually illustrating it was the opposite way I intended to illustrate it. But most people sit down and look at a chart, and it's not second nature. They look at it people call it the random ant walk. It looks completely random when it actually isn't. The patterns tell you what's coming next. So people sit down and say, well, just look at the chart. So if I told you, just look at the chart, and it'll tell you, well, you look at it, and nothing comes to mind. So it's actually like me sitting here with Peggy and Chris, trying to come up with a song to even sing. Who's that?
Hotel California.
Just start me on it. Hotel California. See, that's all I can come up with. Something about you can enter but never leave.
This is not your breakthrough moment.
Well, no, it's not. But but we are illustrating the point that it's a disaster. Just like it's a disaster for me to try to sing, mm-hmm. It's a disaster for most people to try and go invest on their own. Can I sing? Yes, I know a little bit about it. You like remember the movie Elf? you move your, you know, the woman in the shower complains, I can't sing. Well, yeah, you do. You just move your voice up and down, you know, or you did something like that. So here's a little bit of Amazing Grace, and I wish I could see whether the engineer was going to tell me I'm spiking the mic, so I'll move back a little bit. But Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. So that's all I'm going to do.
That beautiful.
Was, that was probably nice. Painful for people. So wasn't that a whole lot better than... Then the engineer says his ears are bleeding. Isn't that a whole lot better than muddling through Hotel California, piecing together a couple of the words that I could remember? So I think the same thing is true for people who are trying to invest. You know, they know a little bit about it. They know the fundamentals. They know some investing lore. We've all there's an old joke about. Well, I guess you don't mind. There's an old joke about how Democrats are like tax eunuchs. They know how it's done. They've seen it done. They just can't do it. So maybe I'm a singing eunuch. You know, just I understand the concept, just not very good at execution. So really, isn't the same thing true with investing? A lot of people know about it, but they don't know, you know, really how to execute well. Is that fair?
People, that's a good analogy.
People aren't hearing anybody nod, so but thank you. excuse me. So the same thing would be true with, I think, most people investing, and that's why I've designed my newsletter and training program the way I have. There's actually three components to it, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But basically, I sit across the table, and I teach people. In fact, Chris was one of my students at one time. We sat across the table, and I just explain the basics of the patterns. And how did it take right away, or did it need repetition, Chris?
The concept took right away. How to actually work with it took some repetition and some practice, yeah.
Right. So, and that's why I have 24 issues of newsletters that come. It's funny, when I started doing this, I thought one a month was going to be enough. And it just, you know, people struggled. So I added a second one, and then people still wanted more contact and more refreshing. So I added a monthly class. So every month we get together. So I publish on the first and third Mondays of the month. And then it kind of feels like too far in between contacts. So then on the second, did I say Tuesday or Monday? I get sometimes.
I think you said Tuesday.
Yeah, bizarre how that keeps coming up. It's the first and third Mondays of the month, and then the second Monday of the month is when I do the refresher courses. So, you know, I'm touching people's lives. We actually set up the week, the trading week, and say, okay, here's what we expect, you know. And here's, but I don't just do a crystal ball thing. It's a matter of here's why I think it's going to do it. So we look within certain parameters. We have, there's places where, you know, people refer to support and resistance, but I think most people don't really know how to use it very well. But there's places of true support and true resistance where it shouldn't cross that. So what's the date today? The 30th?
31st.
So today's the 31st. Apple crossed a point of where it shouldn't have broke yesterday, actually. So on the 30th. So, you know, so it tells you, hey, it's not doing the trend that you thought, so just get out. And that's one of my rules. If you don't know what's going on, get out, because you make money by accident a whole lot less than you do it, you know, than you make money by accident. So let's see. So what do I need? What are your observations, Chris or Peggy, about what I just said? Anything that you want to add to?
I think it's more accurate to say that you lose money by accident far more often than you make money by accident.
Well, clearly I'm not sleeping well enough, because that's what I intended to say. You make money by accident. Did I say it in the double negative? You make money less often by accident.
Right.
So.
Well, and I think the point that you're trying to make is that people need to continue to practice or continue to listen and learn as they go through the whole process because it helps them to understand how you get to that process in the first place.
Exactly. And that's the point of the newsletters and the classes, saying, you know, we don't just abandon you in this, saying, okay, now you know what you need to know. So just like, I mean, I was in band in eighth grade. I had been taught about music, you know, so, but to just turn me loose now, I can't read music. So, you know, people need that ongoing support. But at the end of the year, well, Chris, you and I worked together for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get, so you were doing pretty good by the end of that time?
Yeah.
So, well, folks, stick around. We're going to talk to Peggy Sage about reverse mortgages. So stick around, and we'll be right back.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953, 303-548-9953.
You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market4caster.com.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Deepen my chance, I'm in your line. Watch you counting dimes. 50s, 100s, 10s, and 20s. Look at those eyes now. Look at that face.
So you're listening to Investing in You, and that music, the bumper music there, is by Robert B. Meadows. I'm just returning from Atlanta, where I was down visiting my nieces. Well, they're like those pretend nieces, you know, where you're just friends, so they call me Uncle Eric. But anyway, I was in Atlanta for graduation. I think you heard my friend 2 weeks ago, Brad Culp. He and I have been friends longer than we haven't. So 2 weeks ago, he talked about just kind of watching me on this journey for the past 15 years, learning how to predict the future, essentially, predict the changes in the market, and then learning how to make money. He mentioned that he had talked to my mentor a couple times, Doc, and so they've spoken. And anyway, so that I was in Atlanta and met Robert B. Meadows at a coffee shop down there, they have Starbucks there too, go figure. And that came off of Let's Try That Again. The music is called Bank Job, that particular cut. So anyway, thank you, Robert. Hope, you know, wishing you well and good luck on your career. So in the studio with us today is Peggy Sage. She is, what's the name of your company?
First Reverse Mortgage USA.
And are you supposed to say who that's a subsidiary of?
It is a subsidiary of Cherry Creek Mortgage.
Right, so it's actually a very big company, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you specialize in reverse mortgages. In fact, you're not a mortgage broker, right? You don't write loans in the traditional sense.
That's correct. I started out actually as a realtor in 1978 and moved on to subprime lending when it wasn't a dirty word. Helped a lot of people with bad credit, and then went over and started working just with regular mortgages, and by accident found out that the passion of my life is to help seniors utilize the equity that they have in their home that's locked up, or maybe purchase a home by the use of a reverse mortgage.
Right. It's interesting that I hear that story a lot. You know, I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs. Chris talked about, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago, you were in IT for 20 years. Well, you're still in IT, but you were you a programmer?
Unfortunately. For a couple of years, yeah.
So anyway, you know, people go through these. It's just, you know, we're all learning. So, and when people come to me just about the investing, still thinking about that, just sometimes they're a little embarrassed. They don't know the basics of investing. Well, we're all on this journey. So just like you explained, Peggy. Well, so tell us, I think probably a lot of people aren't familiar with reverse mortgages. Tell us what that is.
Well, I would say that a lot of people have got maybe misconceptions or images about reverse mortgages, that just understanding the facts, listening to someone that actually knows the facts, would alleviate some of those misconceptions and help them to understand that it's actually one of the fastest growing and most beneficial loan programs that's out there.
Well, a decade, you're saying misconceptions, those come from somewhere. So a decade ago, these weren't maybe as good for the client as they are now. Is that right?
Actually, before 1987, FHA was not involved, and they were out there. Reverse mortgages were out there, but imagine that there were lenders that took advantage of people. I'm sure that no one can imagine that.
Right.
But it definitely was happening, and FHA saw that it was happening. The government decided that they were going to come in and either shut it down or support it, and they took over the support of it. And so now all the reverse mortgages that are legitimate reverse mortgages are government guaranteed by FHA.
Colorado's, what is it, the last year or two, has gone through a similar transition with the mortgage industry, where really they didn't have much oversight. And when they put that in, what, 3/4, I think, of the mortgage brokers out there disappeared.
I think that's right, and I think that the reverse mortgage growth has happened prior to that. In 2008, FHA actually introduced a reverse for purchase because they did studies to find out that seniors age healthier and happier and less expensive in their own homes, and it just made more sense to make it available to them to be able to stay in their homes or to get in a home that was better suited to them by the use of a purchase money mortgage.
What does that mean?
That basically means you're asking about the purchase money?
Yeah.
The purchase money mortgage, ultimately, it ends up being the same as a regular reverse mortgage, except that someone takes the amount of equity that they would need to leave in the transaction in a regular purchase mortgage or in a regular reverse mortgage. They bring that as the down payment, and then they would not have any payment for the rest of the time that they live in the home.
Oh, wow. So they're essentially taking one house, using the equity to get a second house, and then both are owned by the reverse mortgage company? Is that what you're saying?
No, they would sell one house, or they would keep it if they have access to funds to purchase through another means. But actually, if you just imagine for a second, if someone were looking at a $350,000 house, kind of a higher-end house, and they had $150,000 to spend, they could spend $150,000 and buy a $150,000 house, or they could use a reverse mortgage to purchase, and they could buy up to a $350,000 house and still have no payment for the rest of the time they lived in the home. And over a period of time, if someone did that when they were 62, which is the minimum age of someone to do a reverse mortgage, they would 62 years old
is the
or older.
Age.
That's
okay.
the minimum age. If they invested in a $350,000 house, had a $200,000 regular mortgage, they would be out of pocket for almost $230,000 if they had a 4% 30-year mortgage over that 20-year period of time.
Okay.
On a reverse mortgage, they'd have that money to spend.
Wait. Numbers on radio are sometimes hard. So for 20 years, they'd pay 200 and what?
They would pay $230,000 in principal and interest payment.
Okay, so they'd pay out $230,000 over a 20-year period. So
correct.
If they did a reverse mortgage, then what?
They would pay nothing. They paid their down payment, the $150,000, which ultimately, if it's the last house they're planning on purchasing and living in, they're not going to see that $150,000 again anyway. It's going to pass on to their heirs, or they could potentially lose their house if they have a regular mortgage.
Right,
run into
because
hard times.
If they're 75 or 80 and run out of money, then they're going to lose the house.
At that point in time, they would have to make some choices that are difficult, yes.
Or sell it, right. So I think that's where the black eye comes from, or at least the perceived black eye, is people think, you know, the house is being taken, but they're being given a whole more than they're being, you know, it's compensatory.
Well, and I think just the way that you explained earlier, Eric, it's a matter of education. The more you learn, the more facts that you really and truly listen to with an open mind about a home equity conversion mortgage, which is the real name for a reverse mortgage, the more you find out that it really is more of a financial tool than
right.
anything else. It's an opportunity to use those funds that you wouldn't have access to.
So why don't we give your phone number now, and then we'll give it again at the end of the segment. Just people grab a pencil, you know, and write this down if you want to talk to Peggy about reverse mortgages.
970-691-4648.
Okay, do one more time.
It's 970-691-4648.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, this is life. Life has trade-offs. You know, people want the money, and they want the house, and they want, you know, everything. You were talking earlier about some of the uses that people take the money and do it with. We're almost down to a couple minutes here, so quickly, what are some things that people will take a big chunk of money like that and use it for?
Oh, well, first of all, there's not any kind of limitation on what they can use it for. A lot of times there are people who feel that they need to have the reverse mortgage because they need to have access to that equity that's locked up with no recourse back to them as far as having to pay it back. Those people may use it for medical expenses, for home repairs, possibly even to keep from losing their house, to get themselves current, pay off credit card debt.
Some people buy long-term care policies.
Absolutely.
Prepay it so their entire future's set. Seems, too, like if somebody has an expected life expectancy of, say, 5 years, and, you know, they're paying out to keep their mortgage current, maybe they got to pay $800 a month. Well, if they've got $50,000 and they can, you know, that's $10,000 a year. So they actually have, they're not paying out $800 a month, and they're also have an additional $800 a month that they can spend. Seems like this is a real problem solver, like you said.
Well, it's win-win because the net benefit is almost double. A lot of people
right.
use a reverse mortgage to pay off their mortgage that's existing, so they don't have to have that payment on their backs.
Yeah, and what a relief. So we're down to the end of it here, but we'll stick around for the third segment. We're going to be talking to you more about the patterns that predict the future and some recent success stories.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much threw their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Folks, welcome back to Investing in You. We just heard from Peggy Sage. She is a reverse mortgage specialist. And if you missed that, you probably want to go back and listen to it if you're over 62 or have parents that, you know, maybe are in a little bit of a bind financially and have some equity in their home. She has a solution that might work for you guys. They're actually a very it's a useful tool. So go back and listen to that segment. I keep these posted at on my website on market4caster.com, and go to the audio tab, and you know you'll see a list of all the different shows. So one of the things we do here at Investing in You is teach technical analysis. That's just the term given for teaching how to read charts, the patterns. I publish a newsletter, so this is Eric Jamelli speaking to you right now. We have Peggy Sage and Christopher Smith in the studio here with us. But I write a newsletter that teaches people how to predict what's coming and then how to take advantage of it. And as I said in the first segment, I sit across from the table, at least currently. We have next week you'll hear from a video editor who's doing some work for me, so I'll have that on video download. But I sit across from people currently and just teach them the patterns that they need to understand that predict where the turns are and where the opportunities are. I have a refresher class each month that adds on to that. So I have clients that do well. Chris, you've done well. Is that right?
I have.
And here's an example of another happy client. I like the example, Ralph, that we talked about earlier. You had a large account, but made more with just 3% doing the things that we talked about.
Trading pattern of life. Basically a managed portfolio that I have an advisor managing. It's definitely risk-adverse investments, but nonetheless, $500,000 did not yield the type of returns that $5,000 did in the same period of time.
That's remarkable.
Well, it is when you consider that, you know, you expect $500,000 portfolio to return at least 5%, 10% in a year. That's what you hope for.
Right.
Here I made $5,000 turn into 20.
So I actually got my percentage wrong. He used 1%, so he had $500,000 managed elsewhere, and he personally traded $5,000 doing what, you know, I taught him. And you can actually hear that whole interview if you'd like to go back, because I know those are some pretty unusual numbers. He made in 1 year what people hope to make in 30. So, yeah, I understand that's probably, you know, considered remarkable to people, but if you know where the turns are and you know what to buy, then you can do extraordinarily well. Ralph, I should tell you, is a very smart guy, so he has a little advantage there. He's also an experienced he's already experienced trader. You know, he was comfortable placing orders for options. Chris, do you do any options or only the leveraged ETFs?
Just leveraged ETFs.
Okay, so, yeah. You know, I've got people all across the spectrum, and actually there's a whole plan. I start people with just stocks because it's easier to manage your risk. In fact, if you use stops of 10% and follow the advice I give and use $5,000, then I'm actually going to guarantee that you're going to make money. And if you don't, then I stay with you and help you continue to learn. But what I was trying to get to is Ralph was already experienced. He just needed, you know, a little bit of help dialing in those turns. And by doing that, as you just heard, he made over 300%. So I bring all that up just because recently we had a newsletter come out. I think it was, when was it? The beginning of the month? The second Monday of the month is when I do the refresher class. So we started talking about it there. We dialed it in the following week in our newsletter, and then the following week the market fell. Or it was that week, it fell 350 points right away. So we pointed to a 350-point drop, and there's stocks that actually go up as the market falls. So it doesn't really matter what direction the market's going. I recommended two different stocks that went up, made 11% in 3 days. So, and of course, options do even better. Those are leveraged ETFs. ETF means exchange traded fund. So it's kind of the same concept as a mutual fund. It's different shares being bought all the time, you know. So they don't say, well, we don't like Intel anymore, so we're going to buy AMD. It's just a set basket and it stays with that. But you've got professionals managing it where they're buying options on it. So it moves a little faster than the underlying asset. So in this case, we actually took a bet that financials would rise. Well, financials would fall with the Dow falling. And then this particular stock does the opposite thing. So it went up, and like I said, it made 3% in just 3 days. Where is my head today? Like I said, I need to sleep more. Maybe all that singing threw me off. It made 11% in 3 days. So anyway, so the way I found that turn is fundamental to everything that I do. Over, the past 10 weeks, I think I was looking at a 60-minute chart. Sorry, that's probably to your ears sounded like a hissing snake. It was a 60-minute chart. That means each bar was 60 minutes. And over a 10-week period, I think, you know, basically there was a rally up. That we count that as one. It fell, that count that as two. And then a long piece in the middle, that's three. And that third piece is always the longest, strongest. And then it fell again, four. And then when you finish the fifth wave, it's time for the market to turn. We don't know why it's going to turn. We just know that it's going to. And actually, that why could be discovered by fundamental analysis, but you can make cases on both sides, you know, and that's what people do. I've seen articles in the newspaper. I've even brought them to meetings and things where one article was saying you should buy this stock, and the other article says you're an idiot if you buy this stock. So, you know, it goes both ways. So fundamentals, I don't know. I don't find them at least convincing enough to trade off of. So anyway, we're in that fifth. And one thing that we've talked about here, we're in that fifth wave up. One thing we've talked about here is the fractal nature of stocks. So these patterns, how that fifth wave broke up into the same pattern of five as what we just discussed. Chris, you've seen that happen lots and lots, right?
Many, many times. So, you actually see that 3 and 5 pattern within the 3 and 5 pattern, within another 3 and 5 pattern. If you look even closer, there's a 3 and 5 pattern within that.
Well, you're exactly right.
That's how fractals work.
So that's the beauty of this, because it does help people get the timing down to just minutes. On the other hand, it's also what makes people crazy. So, you know, trying to string these together. And that's why I stick with people for a year. So help them get to the point where they're seeing this stuff for themselves. You know, and up till now, at least, people have always been able to renew if they felt like they needed another year. And some people do that. So we recently saw this patterns of threes and fives in FSLR. That's First Solar. And if you look, if you pull up, you know, so do it. Well, do it now if you're sitting at your desk. But you can go back and listen to this show again and pull this up and kind of review all this. But go look at a five-year chart. And you can just pull it up on Yahoo, or, you know, Yahoo Finance is it's got good charts, and they're free, of course. It was at $300 5 years ago, roughly, and then it started falling. In fact, pull up a 10-year chart, because that'll give you everything that you need to see, because that top was a little before the 5 years ago. So then it started down. That's one. And then it rallied. That's two. And what you have right there in the middle is a huge move down, and that's a classic third wave. It's the longest, strongest, biggest piece. So from now on, whenever you see those, and I don't have a seminar I can point to right now, but, you know, watch my website, and under the seminars tab, well, you could come on the cruise with me, but I don't know if you're going to get enough notice to go plan that. But anyway, so I teach these patterns in the seminar. These are the patterns I use to predict the market crash of September 11th, but it does perfectly what Chris just described, is within that third wave, it's subdivided into five more little pieces. It fell down one, two, and the middle of the middle was huge. That's your third. Then it rallied again four, and then it had a distinct bottom. That's, you know, it moved down. That's five. And then it started rallying again. But here's the killer. Whenever you see five waves, the market's ready to turn and go the other way, at least for a while. So in this particular case, you can see on that chart, FSLR, that it rallied $100. You had a chance to double your money, and all you had to do is know that basic pattern. So the rest of the course that I teach shows you when to get out. So that's obviously a pretty important part. People probably, not knowing all the details, would have got out halfway and given up half of the profit. So go to market4caster.com, and you can always join the conversation on the Facebook page for the company, market4caster. So go to market4caster.com and stick with it around. We've got actually my favorite subject coming up.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. I'm your show host, Eric Jamilli. We were just talking about the patterns that help you predict the future. Literally, I use them in my to predict the stock market crash of September 11th. You know, that coincided with, you know, the attack on our country. So those patterns of fives and threes that we just talked about, and Chris said that he learned, and you know, Ralph said that he didn't specifically say he used those, but that's what I taught him to make a couple 100% in a single year. Those are very different from what other services do. You know, obviously doing what I do, people are always sending me, hey, you should see this other service. And so I looked at one this week, and all they're doing is, you know, so a lot of these services will show you, for instance, there's something called stochastics. There's actually about 250 on TradeStation, that little tools that you can use that they'll help you identify that a turn has already happened, so past tense. We can actually predict it and see it coming. In fact, I've talked about this before, but when Greece had their financial meltdown, I predicted that turn. That was April 26th of 2010, actually. My daughter was very chagrined at me this week because I know that date, but her birthday, I have to struggle to remember. So anyway, that's man vision, but... So April 26th of 2010, I predicted that turn within 17 points, 7 months in advance in writing. So that's what these tools that I teach, look how useful that is. To see something like that coming, you know to go long until you hit this mark and then turn and go the other direction. So using stochastics, RSI, volume, these are all useful tools, but they don't help you predict a turn. And frankly, you can read those in a book. So frankly, I'm not too impressed with, you know, services that just, overlay some of these tools on top of a chart and then they send it to you and tell you their opinion. You know, to me, it's kind of, you know, so what is my response. My model is a teach you to fish model. The model I just described where, you know, they put stochastics over on top of a chart and say, oh, look, we think it's this. That's just relying on the master's crystal ball and kind of, I don't know, stringing you along for decades. So I've actually planned out the service that I provide in order, like I said, to teach you to fish, to kind of set you loose. You know, Chris learned a year, how many years ago, Chris, was that? Three?
At least three, yeah.
We worked together for a year, and then we worked together for a year, and you got it. And really, you can sit down and look at a chart anytime, and apply one of the rules is you may not know what's going on, so you'd stay back. But there's certain key turns where you can look at it and say, I think I know what's going to happen. And if you felt like putting the time into it, you could take the opportunity.
If I find the right chart and I find it at the right time, because that's a lot. There's a lot of that that goes into it. You can't just apply this to any chart at any time. You got to find it, you know, near the turn, or evaluate it. You apply the litmus test of all the different rules that you come up with, the pattern of 3 and 5. So you look at the, try to find the fractals, try to find the Fibonacci numbers. It just depends on the timing, the chart, and what you're looking at. You have to know what you're looking at. Yeah,
that's the way I like to do it, and I think a lot of my clients are like you, busy. And for instance, my friend Brad from 30 years, you know, who's been a friend for 30 years. He said he's learned this just, and we've just not even done a course on it. We just talk about it, you know, and he picked it up well enough to go do, but he said his life is so busy. So we look for those key opportunities and then hit them. And all of this is just an example to me of wisdom. So this, you know, knowledge is a piece of wisdom. And so I like to think in terms of the higher level, what's the wise thing to do? So I think about that in terms of my life. And then this would just be one example, and it's really one of the fun things I get to teach, you know, from time to time. So wisdom has 7 components. We talked about that. King Solomon had a quote. He said, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out 7 pillars." So I went on a search to find the 7 pillars of wisdom, and I think I found them. I've taught this class, you know, several times over the last 5 years, I guess it is, and, you know, people always give me real good feedback on it, and even years later they let me know that they're still applying the information. So I think it was last week that I asked you to think of three things you'd like to change about your life, and, you know, gave you a second to write them down, and if you did it just boom 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 right now, think about even one thing that you'd like to change about your life. And I predicted, so that's kind of what I do, right? I like to predict things. I predicted the categories that was fall into. I think you'd probably change something about your health, something about your wealth, and something about your relationships. And based on your gender, I could probably tell you where the grouping would be more. So that's what I think wisdom does, is it helps us make better decisions so we can improve our area, our life, in those three key areas. So your life, Chris, you were saying this, your life gets better as you get wiser, right? We were talking about that earlier this week.
Yeah.
And so knowing when to trade is just an example of that, knowing when to pull the trigger. So in, what was it, 2 shows ago that we talked about, Einstein and Aristotle said they just saw way too much order. So here's 2 pretty bright guys who know probably more than all of us, probably, you know, in the room together here combined. But here's 2 bright guys who say there's so much order in the world, it had to have been organized, a master, created with a master plan. Is that fair, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not trying to make a religious conversation, just that it affects the way if you say, hey, there might be order. So just like our heartbeat is universal among humans, our brain waves is universal among humans. You know, it's a very similar pattern in both of those. Well, maybe there's enough order in charts. And that's my observation. My mentor, geez, he's been doing this over 60 years now, but he was a floor trader on the S&P, you know, at the S&P, at the Mercantile Exchange in Chicago, which is where I'm from. So he taught me these patterns. It's not like I discovered them on my own. But doesn't it make sense then that there would be a universal pattern throughout, say, at least all stocks? And have you seen that come to be, Chris?
Oh, yes. Everywhere. We've talked about patterns that you see in nature, in the stock market, in caribou populations. It's everywhere.
Right. So even obscure things. Once I pulled up a chart of real estate prices in Vancouver, and it did a perfect 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you could predict that it would have a new high. So, and you've probably looked at gold charts, mm-hmm. right? Have you seen them there?
I used to trade heavily in gold.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot slower, but the same patterns are there as well, yeah.
And yep. Good point. So just like each of us, our own heart rate will have it probably is a little different. Different speed, for example, right? Somebody who's heavier is going to have a faster heart rate, resting heart rate, than somebody who's, runs marathons. So you're right. It's the same pattern, but different rhythm.
Right.
So I think that means something, and that's one of the reasons I've accepted this so wholeheartedly, is that gold, a chunk of metal sitting in the ground, has the exact same pattern in it as Pepsi stock. You know, why would that be? Well, it must be fundamental to life. So anyway, you're going to find that your life moves according to these patterns. Literally, your relationships do. If you're a business owner, you're going to find that your business goes according to these. So just like I can predict what, say Hershey is, the company is going to do, years in advance, you can help figure out whether you should buy real estate or not. So, well, hey, folks, we're getting down to the last few seconds here. As always, it's been a treat to be with you. I think you'd find, if you're listening to investing shows, you probably have an interest in this sort of thing. So go to marketforecaster.com. So that's market4caster.com. Go to the presentations tab, and I actually give you an example of these patterns. So, Peggy, thanks for being in the studio with us.
You're welcome.
Chris, as always, thanks for being here. And go look for Peggy's information, too. See you next week.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Nadson to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.